welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to look at how to ride extended walk. Now, the extended walk is an exercise that appears in dressage tests from British dressage medium level upwards. Now, in some dressage tests, the mark for the extended walk has a coefficient of 2. Therefore, if you produce a good extended walk, you will get a really high mark. However, the extended walk is also a movement that is often ridden incorrectly, which will cost many riders valuable marks. So in this podcast episode, we're going to explain how to ride a good extended walk and how to squeeze the most marks possible from this movement. So firstly, what is extended walk? Now, in dressage tests, riders are asked to show 4 variants of the walk. So they are medium walk, collected walk, extended walk, and free walk. Now, in the extended walk, the horse should move forward, swinging through his back and using his shoulders to cover the maximum ground possible. Now, the horse's hind feet should clearly overtrack the prints left by his front feet, and he should reach forward for the contact, extending his neck as he reaches forwards towards the bit. Now, the rhythm should remain regular and consistent, with no variations in tempo and no signs of tension. So now let's look at the common problems that are seen when judging extended walk. Now, there are 7 common issues that judges encounter when judging the extended walk, which are as follows. So number 1 is lack of activity. Number 2 is tension and jogging. Number 3 is that the contact is given away by the rider. Number 4 is the pole coming too low. Number 5 is a loss of rhythm. And number 6 is hollowing through the back. Now, if the horse loses activity, he won't work through his back properly and the throughness will be lost. So rather than constantly nudging the horse with your leg, give him a sharp kick to wake him up, and be sure to give with your hand so that when the horse reacts, you don't accidentally jab him in the mouth, and reward the horse's response with praise. Now, try not to grind your seat to encourage the horse to go forwards, as that will probably make him hollow away from your seat. Now, instead, open up your hips and lighten your seat to allow the horse to move forward and swing through the back. Now, a loss of activity often happens when the rider gives away the contact rather than allowing the horse to take the contact forward. So keep your leg on and allow the rein to slide gradually through your fingers so that the horse can extend through his top line and maintain the forward connection from behind, through his back and to the bit. Now, lack of activity also causes the horse to come too low at the pole. Now, the horse must be thinking forwards so that he takes the bit forward and out rather than down to the ground, which is he would in the free walk. Now, if the horse tends to jog when you use your leg, ride 10 metre circles at either end of the arena and also in the middle of the diagonal line. Now, this provides the horse with something else to focus on, and it is often very effective at curing the jogging habit. So now let's talk about how you go about encouraging the horse to lengthen his stride. Now, here are several techniques that you can use to encourage your horse to lengthen his stride in the extended walk. So number 1 is pedaling. Now, for the horse to be able to lengthen his strides to the maximum, you need to make him supple through his back, and the technique of pedaling is an excellent way to achieve that. So when the horse walks, his ribcage will swing from side to side each time he takes a stride. So to maximise the stride length, allow a little bit of energy to bounce from your hip down into your heel on the side that is swinging away from you. For example, when the horse's left shoulder is the furthest back, his left hind pushes off and his ribcage swings to the right at the same moment. So as you see the horse's left shoulder coming back, bounce some energy into your left heel. And in the next stride, allow the other leg to step down as though you were pedaling a bike. Now be careful not to grind your seat against the saddle as you pedal, because your seat should remain still and you should allow the energy to bounce through your legs and you should not rock from side to side. Now pedaling is also a very useful technique for helping tense horses to relax and loosen through the back. So number two is the Panther Walk. Now the Panther Walk exercise helps to develop a good stretching extended walk and it's also a great way to begin a schooling session. So your horse should be stretching forward into the contact using his back just like a panther stalking through the jungle. So work towards achieving big long strides but not hurrying your horse. And keep your legs still and allow your hands to follow your horse's movement without restricting him. So number three is pole stretches. Now if the horse is reluctant to stretch forward in the walk, then placing poles on the ground can be helpful. And pole work also helps to keep your schooling sessions varied, encourages concentration and makes the horse think. So place three poles in a straight line about 2 foot 6 inches apart to start with, and you can gradually make the distance between the poles wider to encourage more lengthening once the horse gets the hang of things. Now for some more tips on how to use poles to improve your horse's way of going and also how to use Cavaletti for dressage schooling, swing by our website at howtodressage.com for more articles and diagrams on how to do these exercises. And lastly, number four is developing overtrack. So in the extended walk, the judge wants to see the horse showing maximum overtrack. Now overtrack is the distance that the horse's hind foot steps beyond his forefoot. Now some horses naturally have a limited stride length, but you can improve the amount of overtrack that your horse has by using the pedaling technique that we discussed earlier. But in addition to that, here is another simple exercise that you can use. So track right in medium walk and turn down the centre line at C, and then begin to ride a shallow leg yield to F. Now the aim of this exercise is not to get the horse's hind legs to cross in the leg yield, but to bring his hind leg more underneath his body. Now this encourages the reach of the horse's right hind, which will in turn cause the horse's back to lift as he reaches for a longer stride. Now repeat the exercise in both directions, remembering to allow the horse to lengthen his frame as well as his stride whilst keeping a light contact with the horse's mouth. So to wrap this episode up, the extended walk is a deceptively difficult movement to ride and it does take practice to get it right. Now you can use the exercises and techniques that we've described in this podcast to help make the most of your horse's walk and to help you get those valuable extra marks. Now if you have any other questions when it comes to this movement or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. Alternatively, you're more than welcome to join our training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, books, training diaries and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you've got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.